Rusty Quill presents.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wake of Corrosion, Season 3, Episode 5, These Shattered Walls.
This is a pre-recorded message from Professor Ryan of Bunker A12. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. Over the last few months, I have been sharing with you the story of two brothers who found themselves plunged into a world of nightmares. Our world. Right now, I too am in that world and I endeavor to find answers in the wreckage. To discover a way forward. A way home. As always, I advise listener discretion going forward.
They brought us here. In a great convergence of worlds, stars and lives. Those who sought to bring this world from the brink of collapse to the precipice of a new beginning. It is through them the price is paid, and through billions more the world can be remade anew. Now, the survivors shall be our mouth, and initiate those chosen few. The triad of the world shall converge once more, and all shall be as one, a great confluence of stars and light. All one, under the spiraling star. Learn your place. Find your new order.
What the hell is that?
How long has it been going on for?
Since you guys went back to the void site. Since those things came through.
Shit.
What?
Yeah, I need to get something. The recorder. There's something I have to show you.
For the broadcast?
For everyone.
All right, Frankie. I'll see you in a moment. Survivors, whilst we're waiting for her, let me share with you what's happened here in A12 since we last spoke. Please be aware, though, it isn't for the faint of heart. So, as you know, a couple of broadcasts ago, George informed us that he wanted to venture back to the void site after discovering a pair of disembodied, skeletal hands outside the bunker, directly above the location of the rift. I'm not entirely sure what happened there, as I've not had a chance to go into it with either of them before starting up the broadcast today. We just wanted to get back on the air as soon as we could, in case anyone thought the absolute worst had happened, and... although, honestly, what has happened isn't too far off. So, about an hour after their visit to the site, things started happening. Awful things. Things that I think will take us a while to recover from. I've got some of the CCTV footage from around the bunker during this awful time. I'll play some clips for you as I'm describing what I know of what happened. I'm aware that this is an audio-only broadcast, but I believe that will suffice. It began, we think, with a couple of residents whose rooms were closest to the sealed-off area of the bunker, the one where the rift is. The clip I'm about to play shows the corridor outside their room. From the left side of the shot, you can see a dark grey shadow slide across the floor. It doesn't appear at all to have any depth to it, and for all intents and purposes, it's a shadow on the floor. In terms of shape, though, I'd compare it to a jellyfish or something like that, with lots of tendrils waving in a sort of synchronized motion trailing behind it. There are no other discernible features visible in the footage. It appears to move silently and without hindrance. This is especially evident in the next few seconds of the footage as the thing slides beneath the door of the resident's room. I'll play the sound from that footage now.
I swear it's almost like they don't care. Almost like they've not even listening to the majority of us here. Look, I just wanted to consider it, right? Maybe in a few days, when they have all stopped going on about Ryan so much, what about them? They're just so real. Holy shit, corre. La puerta, go!
Fucking Christ, what is that
thing? The door, go!
I can't get it! Fuck! The door!
Come on,
Yubatra!
Come on,
buddy!
Come on!
Go, Darin! Fucking go!
Santi! Move! Come on! We've got to go! Santiago! No! No! Get off him, you fuck! Santi! Come on! Oh, holy shit. This can't be happening. No! Santiago! I'm so sorry!
Well, when they escaped the room, Santiago looked back at the thing and suddenly stopped moving. Like he was shocked into stillness. In the next second, the creature launched out of the room, suddenly coming into shot as a blur and then slamming into him. It appears as though the force of the blow hitting him against the bunker wall knocks him out. the other resident, Taryn, then desperately tries to call out to him, at which point the creature envelops Santiago completely and seems completely unfazed by Taryn repeatedly striking it. And this is when we hear the chorus of other sounds come from off camera, and I believe at this point the surviving resident witnesses the rest of the things that invaded A12, and they run. I'm sorry to say that I don't believe Taryn made it out. We've not seen him since. Shortly after this, the alarm was raised and the bunker went into lockdown, and that's about when we managed a short broadcast burst before leaving the channel open for Ryan whilst we fought for our lives. It's hard for me to really sum up for you what happened over the next day or so. It was awful. Truly, truly awful. We're still trying to find who's missing, dead, or otherwise. At the moment, I believe we've lost around half the people who are living here, who thought they were safe here, thought they could trust the bunkers. Oh, damn it. I knew we shouldn't have stayed when that rift tore through our walls. Frankie, sorry, I was just...
Telling everyone out there what happened. I know. There's some people in the canteen playing it. It seems the broadcast really means something to people now. You did a great job, honestly.
Thank you. Thank you. Who'd have thought it would take something so horrific for them to believe us?
It was never going to be easy, Jess. Hell, it took George long enough to, even after he'd seen the rift firsthand. I know it's a lot, but it's happened now, and it's over. For the time being, at least.
Why are we still here?
Well, you know what they say, Jess. Better the devil you know.
Than the devil you don't. I'd prefer no devils at all.
Look, let's play this recording. It'll give you a moment, and I think this might change things.
All right, let's make this quick, Frankie.
Aye, aye, Captain.
All right. Approaching the void site now.
Huh, background radiation is higher than last time.
Hazardous?
Not yet, but I wouldn't want to be in here too long without a suit.
Copy that. What the hell?
Okay, so that absolutely wasn't there before, was it?
Negative. For the record, in the opening of the rift, which appears to be very much the same in all aspects other than this one, there's a sort of waterfall. I honestly don't know how else to describe it.
Like a waterfall of black dust motes from the top of the rift, falling to about halfway down, would you say, George?
We are converged.
Holy hell.
We are a confluence.
You're hearing this right, Frankie?
Yeah. Hey, I recognize that voice.
What? Who? Who is it? Sounds like it's coming from the rift.
That's because it is.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hear you all.
Holy shit. George, I think that's Roman's voice.
What? From the recordings? Yes, we can hear you.
We are to be as one in a confluence. The confluence of stars and light that seeps through all that you see and consumes everything in its path. Without knowing or feeling, without seeing or blinking, or making time for anything other than itself and the confluence of stars and light that seeps through all that you see and consumes everything in its path. Without knowing or feeling, without seeing or blinking, or making time for anything other than itself. The confluence of stars and light that seeps through all that you see.
Shit. Hey, George, these levels aren't safe anymore.
How much longer can we...
These are way too high already. We gotta go.
Roman?
anything other than itself.
Roman, is that you? Damn it. He just keeps repeating himself over and over.
Come on, George. And that's about an hour or so before it all kicked off.
That voice, it's Roman?
You hear it too, right?
I mean, I do, but how? And why didn't you say something before?
I mean, what was I supposed to do, Jess? Just stop you mid-manic survival and say, hey, I know we're all fighting for our lives here, but you know that massive hole that's in the bunker that keeps whispering things? Yeah, I heard Roman's voice in there. Sorry. Sorry, it's a lot. With everything else going on, it's a lot.
Okay, no, you're right. There wasn't time, and there's barely been time since, and you're also right that it's a lot. There's a lot going on. So, what does this mean? Can we even go back there now, with those radiation levels?
They've dropped back to standard background levels again. Lower, in fact, and,
George is going in there again, isn't he? Oh, God damn it! Does he realize he could be putting us all in danger again? Haven't we lost enough already? We need to stop messing around with things we don't understand.
Jess, listen to me. It's under control, and George has already gone, and it's him. It's actually him.
Who? Roman?
Yeah. Listen, there's more.
Hello?
Who's there?
I'm George, lead engineer of Bunker A-12. And you?
Roman? Roman Taylor. So there is one in A-12.
One? One? Wait, may I ask, where are you?
I don't know how to explain it. I can see so many places, so many things, and they keep disappearing. Then after a time, others come up in their place.
A convergence of all that is.
Stop! Stop it!
Roman, what?
That wasn't me. There's something in my head that keeps making me say things, do things. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Letting those things in? That was here, right? You're the man in the big suit.
Yeah, that's me, all right. What do you mean? Let them in? You chose to do that?
No, it wasn't me. It was whatever's in my head, my mind. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I know it. Like it knows me. Feel like it's buried there somewhere. It's terrifying, but...
But?
There's so much knowledge.
So much knowledge.
Of what?
I'm not sure
Everything.
Yet.
Everything.
And who's in control now?
I am. Have been for a while now. I'm in control. Just me.
Can you move?
No, I don't think I can. I can't feel anything. Physically, that is.
Roman, what's the last thing you remember before now? Before you were like this?
I was outside Bunker A-12. Looking for a way in. Looking for Professor Ryan and...
Your hand?
Yes, my hand. My hand. Something started sprouting from it. Tendrils? Like they did before, but it was so much worse this time. I remember seeing them curling and spiralling outwards like climbing vines reaching for the sun. Except they were searching for ground. They burrowed their way into the dirt and rooted me to it. The pain was unbearable. I remember blacking out. I'm not sure how long for, but I remember hearing someone. Claire! It was Claire! Oh, sweet Claire. What happened to her?
She tried to help you.
And couldn't... It was too late for me. Too much pain. Too much damage. And so she took my recorder and... Oh, God! Elliot! What repressed memory is this? Why has this thing in me made me forget him? Elliot! Is he here with you? Did he make it to you?
I'm sorry, but
He should never have...
Shut up! I will find him. Did Claire... She must have. That's how you know.
She did. But she's not at A12 anymore. Last I heard of, she was safe. At a school, I believe, with some other... survivors, I suppose.
You suppose?
It's a long story, but... Yes. We got your recordings and we've listened to them all. Elliot's journal also. Speaking of Elliot, he's safe. At least the last I heard he was. Ryan left the bunker shortly after he'd finished all of your recordings. He's desperately looking for answers out there and hoping to find Claire along the way. Luck has it, if luck was involved at all, that Elliot actually saved him. Saved him from some creatures out there. They're headed somewhere safe together. Listen, I'll see if there's a way to set up communication so that next time Jess is in touch with Ryan, you can speak to them. That you can speak to Elliot.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought I'd lost him. Thought I'd lost everyone.
We'll get through this, Roman. I'm sorry I doubted you.
What do you mean?
I doubted whether your story was even real. I shouldn't have. Life is disconnected in the bunkers. God, what am I doing? I'm talking to a crack in the wall. A rift.
Is that what you see? A rift? Like the one Claire went through?
It's like a black abyss. Tinged a rust orange at the edges.
And that's where my voice is coming from?
Correct. So, you've seen one of these before?
Yeah, Claire went through one. When she found me. She said going through it would lead her to one of three worlds. Yours being one of them. And the other two...
A wasteland and another version of ours. And you said you could see them?
I can see so many. There's only three worlds, though. They're clear and distinctive. The one I knew, late autumn. The other version of it, the end of winter, turning to spring. The lifeless wasteland, timeless with ruined islands adrift, a vast nothing.
Triad of worlds. Reckoning.
Enough. Enough. I need some time, George. Some time to focus. I can feel the other...
Converging?
No, no. It's all right. Do what you have to do. If it means that those things don't get in here again, then please do. I'll see about setting up communications. Thank you, and... Roman? You'll be all right.
Thank you.
Holy shit. When was this?
Just now. George is still decontaminating, but he gave me his recorder. This happened just moments ago.
This changes everything. What's happened to him? It sounds almost like he has no physical form. The things he was saying make it sound as if he's spread across so many different places, like he could see them all at the same time.
I think that's exactly it. Do you remember when Claire went to Ralford and her friend Sarah spoke to her? But she couldn't find her, couldn't see her. It was just a wall of that nest-like grayness. I think that's similar to what happened to Roman. He said almost the exact same thing that she did. Well, the other voice that seems to be with him did. I think whatever caused all this, caused all these rifts, rapid aging, the creatures, the everything, it's what's in Roman's head right now. The same thing that was, is, in Sarah's. It's all connected, I'm sure of it.
But Frankie, if that's true, then you're suggesting that this, everything that's happening, was caused by a thing... Some kind of entity.
The spiraling star.
We should leave it there. Hopefully we'll hear off Ryan soon, and... Oh God, when does this end?
Let's focus on the here and now, Jess. The closer we get to uncovering what's happened, the closer we can get to normality, or at least some semblance of it. We'll end now, all right? Survivors, this is Frankie and Jess, signing off. don't wander in the dark.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more news and updates, follow us on social media at Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/Wake of Corrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early.
Thank you so much to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped me to continue making and improving the show. Indike, Laurel, Austin, Nath, Paul, Trace, AJ Pumpkin, Twiglets, Martina, Vinny, Grumpy Koi, Maddie, Cold K, Ty, Eileen, Karen, PJ, Return Descender, and MJ Van Steenberg. Thank you all so much.
Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington and is part of the Rusty Quill Network, with voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Lee Pellington as Roman, Adele Cliff as Jess, Phil Jankowskis as George, Jess Syrett as Frankie, Kevin Capon as Santiago, Saf the Something as Taryn. Intro theme, Phantasm, and outro theme, Shadowlands 5 Antechamber, were created by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radiostatic effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.